right. Hi, guys. Welcome back.
I don't know where you're putting your phone every 2 seconds, but I keep on
your... Me too.
Let me.
Earphones or
something. No, wait, is it good now?
So the main thing is that it sounds like you just keep on moving your phone up and down.
Yeah,
moving your mic up and down.
I think that I'm going to be very careful and diligent with holding the phone so I don't move it. Yes, moving my hands is actually affecting the sound.
It's so hilarious because as you were saying that you
were... But can you guys, is this making any sound now?
I mean, it's not making any sound now. Like, your audio isn't the problem. It's that you have too much audio. If that makes sense.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. So I'll start. So, you guys, welcome back to my podcast. It is yet another episode. This episode, I'm back with the gang, and we are here to discuss some interesting topics that we've seen on trend tables or life topics or something, you know, anything interesting that we just want to share with you guys and have a conversation about. So hopefully you guys enjoy this. For today's episode, I have here with me Sochi, Sarah, and Naomi. So, you guys, I hope you're excited for our discussion today. Because I am.
Yeah. Nobody can see me on the screen, but I'm...
Come on. You guys can't see us, but you will feel our presence. My dear, do you? Is it that you cannot be seen? Are you in a very...
I don't understand.
They can't see you. Well, we've all seen ourselves before in different ways. So
expose it to
Oh my god. Now I see why. Did you
show your bonnet here? Bonnet is not
here. No, I removed it.
And Naomi, you look good now. What is wrong with you girls? You look good. Auntie, did you change your hair again? You.
Yeah.
Oh God, you guys! Every 2 weeks, this girl called Sarah is always changing hairstyle. I don't understand. Like you're very.
Every week.
Thank you. Yes.
So you have
she does. I'm like, where did you gather this energy and?
I need to look bomb every week.
I mean, if that's your way of.
I've never seen mental health like this. Telling me that you can't look.
With the same hairstyle. I can't.
Exactly.
So I have to change it to make it fresh. Even you guys buying the hair and doing it. Not yet. So why are you complaining?
What are you talking about?
Okay.
It's my money and my time.
Not yet.
Is it? I didn't even grab that stuff. These guys are serious. She said not yet. I'm weak. All right, so you guys, it's a wonderful hot summer evening with them cicadas disturbing our ears every single minute and second. So, Sochi and Naomi, do you guys like? Is that like also an issue for you guys over there? Like the cicada insect? You said?
Kentucky.
Yeah. Hi, God Almighty.
Yeah, but my school's online. I'm moving this summer.
So. Oh, so you're just here to like. Visit for a while or...
Yeah,
that's nice, man. That's really nice. So you can actually hear the cicadas everywhere.
Uh-huh.
It's bad. So you don't have that over there, like they're not disturbing you.
What?
The insects, the big insects, they call cicadas.
Cicadas.
Yes,
cicadas, yeah.
Yes,
I've never heard that word in my life.
You need to update your dictionary.
You guys have cicadas over there.
They're like no, they almost look like what do you call this?
Dang. What am I talking about? Never mind. There's no insects in Denver. No, we don't have it.
They're constantly making noise here 247. like bugging, and then when you're walking on the road, they're everywhere, entering your house. How do you get into the house? Yeah.
My house, apartment.
I don't understand.
I've never seen
Apparently, they said, apparently what I heard is that they come out every 17 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So last
year,
like,
yeah.
And they just want to
produce. So I'm like, so now it's their 17 years. They came out to bugger us. Yeah. Hopefully.
Somebody send me a picture of this because I don't know.
Just Google
it. Just Google. So it's
C-I-C-A-D-A.
C-I-C-A-D-A. Sarah, do you know that actually Cicada has been mentioned in Flash? She was one of like the wicked villains. Disturbed her for like 2 seasons or something. I'm trying to think of the.
They're causing car crashes and plane delays.
Huh?
Yes. Like they run towards your.
Yeah, I mean.
Everywhere in your face.
Don't even see where they're going.
They're blind. Yeah. No, no, they just killed them.
Yeah, like they're just in your face. Like you can hit, like if you're walking from here to, let's say you're walking from, Kroger to Canes or something like that, you could encounter like almost 15 or 12 of them. Bro, what's going on? Disturbing your face. Nah, it's too much. Like, and it's 24/7. They're like, I can still hear them. Right.
So
something
loud.
Too loud.
I've been in my room all for like a week now.
Well, test, do a test, test run and go out and observe if you hear any constant sound. Or just observe from your house if you can hear any constant weird sound. It almost, initially I thought it was just the birds, but later I knew that, very loud. Anyway, let's go down to business. So, yeah.
How are we actually recording this? Because the call isn't recording. So.
Oh no, you don't have to bother about the call. You guys' voice is very much being recorded right now.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm using my computer to record so you can hear everything. That's what I did the last time actually. But yeah. Okay. I think like maybe because, in fact, it was only Vivi that was having connection issue the last time. So everybody was clear. Only Vivi was cutting off.
I think you can record Zoom videos, but you can also just have the audio.
Yeah, you can do that. It's just like transferring it to to the podcast episode will be a little bit different. And again, I want like my own voice, because I've noticed when I started this group thing, even with like other people that I've had group stuff with, you can barely hear me, especially when there's like, it's like more than 3 people, so me and someone else and then someone else, you can barely hear me. So I want to use my mic, and you won't really get that if I use this only the Zoom recording, because then it's just going to record my voice on my phone, but the mic is wasting my computer. So yeah, anyway, let's start. So we're going back to that first question. Let me start with this one. Have you guys heard about Rema's new, I've not listened to his new song, but have you heard about his new sound that he just came up with? Because he said a lot of people were saying that he has Indian voice, or he makes Indian sounds. So he made Afro Rave. Because you know his fan base, they're called Ravers.
I literally saw a reel about that, but I've not listened to it.
Afro Rave.
About what you're talking about.
Bro, you know like how Burna Boy said he, what's his, Burna Boy's genre of music self? I don't even know. Afro Pop something. I don't even know. But Rema came up with it and said Afro Rave. just
Afro Rave.
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 Yeah.
What do you know rave means?
I mean, his fans are ravers. So I don't know, it's rave. Anyway, I've been asking people, anybody I mean, like, what do you think about that genre? Like, do you think it was even necessary to create it?
I don't think
me too.
Honestly, heard any, like, newer songs.
I what he just like kind of dropped a song like yesterday or something like that that maybe marks the beginning of Afro Wave, the Indian sound. I've not listened to the song yet. Yeah. Yeah, not... People said it's good though.
But I don't know about the Indian one. I
don't like. No, they said he sounds Indian. I've never heard of that before. Maybe I've never heard of that, but apparently people have been telling him that. You said?
It doesn't sound like that to me.
Same. That's why I was very surprised. And then he just took it. You know when you convert something that maybe people are trying to use it to insult you and then make it your own. That's what he did. I was like, okay, I sound Indian. Okay, let me use it now. I'm creating my own sound, Afro Rave. And the first song was yesterday to kind of introduce it.
So the people that say he sounds Indian.
People! Nigerians! Other people. I don't know. The people that are not his fans, obviously. And I know I've heard the one of like secondary school rhyme or secondary school sound lyrics. Sorry, high school lyrics, baby lyrics. But I've never heard the Indian sound one.
He's like,
so
what do you want him to be singing about?
I don't know, I was very surprised.
Is he like 20 now or 19?
It's probably
20.
Actually, I thought he was like
16. He's probably he's 20
young. I know that, so like
he's probably he's 20 young. I guess. Oh my gosh, wow. Man. Anyway, well, I was like, eh. Like, they don't even know what the sound is. Just like, I mean, and I know some people that sound similar to him. Not that he has his own sound, definitely know how this is Rama singing, but that particular sound that they're saying, there's some people that sound like that, Nigerian artists that are like, what, which one is the Indian sound? People are probably been singing like this stuff before Rama started singing. Anyway, that's their own problem. But yeah.
I don't even understand. So are they saying it as, they're saying, using it as a criticism, as in, you like, are they saying it like you're disrespecting Indian music or you sound Indian?
He's there, technically, in their mind, they're insulting him. That his sound is weird.
Him sounding Indian is an insult.
It's weird. Yeah, they said it's weird.
Why are they insulting Indian people?
That's the very funny part of it. That's just the funniest part of it. I'm like, are you indirectly saying Indian sound somehow? Or they're trying to say that, like, okay, maybe they're trying to say, let me see, like, maybe they're trying to say that he doesn't sound like most Nigerian artists. And then, like, the sound he brings is just maybe not too pleasing for them. Like, maybe, like, if Indians do it, it's fine, no. But Rema doing it, his own style, and then his own little rap, like, let's say, for example, no. I'm like, wait. Is it weird for you guys to hear him sing like that? I don't understand why they're like... I don't know. I'm guessing, you know how these are people used to behave now. They'll probably think they're yabbing you, they're insulting you, but it's just weird. Anyway, he said that he's been seeing all, I've been seeing all what you guys have been saying, blah, blah, blah. You know what? You know, and there's... So, G, your Twitter, because Sarah tells me that you show her some things on Twitter. There are days where Rema will just come out, and the guy will just go bizarre. I'm like, what's going on? He will start tweeting heaven and earth. He will do this. I'm like, the Rema is back. Everybody will be like, oh my god, this boy is back. Who has provoked this boy? You will see like about 8 different tweets. And the funny thing is that what he's saying is actually making sense. It's like wisdom, but the way he will just start raging. So this was one of the rage. It's like, you people say that I have. And then about the part he also mentions, like, yeah, which I actually like all what he was saying. It's just funny how he just comes out from nowhere and starts tweeting like 100 tweets at the same time. He said, you know this one that you take pictures, or celebs take pictures, your skin look this, he has people following him, don't want them to believe that his skin is too smooth. So or if you notice, he doesn't filter any of his pictures. If you see pimple, you see pimple. Rema has pimples, take it or leave it. So but that was one of those tweets that he now mentioned the Indian sound that he has been seeing that, and then decided to create his own sound and said, you know what, I'm making my own sound, I'll convert this to my genre, Afro Wave. like, oh, well,
to
go on. No.
Me too.
Anyway. Shout out to Rema. We love your music. In fact, my favorite up to now is still Space Jocelyn. That's my favorite up until now. I don't know. That song is just different.
How is that?
Like, it's probably not, maybe not him, because that's what they describe his sound as. I think they're trying to just compare. So they're trying to find what sounds closest to how he sounds. And they say, oh, Indian.
Like, I don't think Indian songs sound like that.
Anyway, I don't understand. I just don't understand these people. Anyway. So let me throw you with this very unbelievable stuff, and it's not a question, but what if actually the world that we're living in right now is actually, what if you just find out that it's a hallucination caused by excess inhalation of oxygen? You're hallucinating everything that's happening right now.
Quit hitting your mic. I can't hear you.
Oh, you can't hear me?
Like, you keep, like, there's a lot of noise that comes from
you. Really?
Now you're fine.
Okay. No, my phone is one place. I think because I'm trying to, like, look at my notes. But anyway, I have the questions in my head. But what if the world right now is actually, you're legit hallucinating? And no, we're inhaling oxygen, but it's making you hallucinate. So everything that's happening now is not real, but you're hallucinating.
So these views are not real?
Everything is not real. What would you, how would you feel? They'd be like, you're hallucinating everything right now. I saw it online when I was like, what kind of strange thinking? Who thought this far? I'd be like, right now.
If the world is a hallucination, what can we do? What do you want to do?
We're going to hallucinate
till you die. Because what if you come back to consciousness?
You see that as well? You,
yeah, because if oxygen is what's making you hallucinate, you might as well just die, because that's what you're using to survive.
So my mother, we get in the future, is
hallucination.
No.
Oh my lord. But yeah, okay, so first question. That topic that I want us to discuss. So you guys, there was this video that I saw on the internet. A reporter was interviewing a lady that, it's not even, I don't know if, the, yeah, it's not allegedly, but anyway, she burned her niece's head. I saw the girl's head, it was so bad. There was this, I think it's Hilda Dakubo, I think she's the one, she's a Nigerian actress, like a veteran, and she was the one, like, talking to the community, and they say, you see what's happening, you see how people react, you have to stand up, speak up for things like this, look at how the girl's head is messed up, blah blah blah. So when they showed this particular reporter now, apparently he does one of those interviews that he just meets random people and kind of interview them. So he interviewed the lady, and she said she burnt her niece's head because she thought the girl was a witch. And then again, from nowhere, I replayed that video. That slap was just whoa. And the guy came from nowhere, gave the lady a heavy slap. Got so angry in the middle of the interview after she gave a response that was not suited to his ears. Retaliated with a slap. If you see the way the auntie moved there, her brain just reset. And everybody was like, yeah, most people were actually in support of what he did, but there are a lot of people that were like, oh, that's unprofessional, like, no matter what, you don't give him
his
time.
The interviewer was a man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I don't think I mentioned that, but yes.
That's changed your decision.
It hasn't changed it. I'm saying that I feel like most people would react differently if it was another woman. But
so, was this a Nigerian thing?
Yes.
It is happening in Nigeria because I'm complaining that I'm the Israeli silent push trials. I can't find.
No, now search. Wait, where is it? Google? Are you googling this?
I googled woman based necessary because she thought she was a witch.
No, don't Google it like that. There's possibly a lot of cases like that. Just type like Nigerian reporter slaps a like slaps a woman in the middle of an interview. You probably see the video. Guy, the slap was heavy. I was like, oh my
God, what kind of foolishness is that?
I think he was very mad. He was very angry. Yes.
Okay.
He was very angry. You could see it in his face. It was like she was saying rubbish. Like the answer she was giving him is like, what? This answer you're giving me does not justify you burning a little girl's head. Yes. Like I think she was trying to burn the whole girl. Exactly. Exactly. So I was like, does she deserve it? Or was it unprofessional? Do you think he was still...
Yeah, she deserves it, but it was also
unprofessional.
She still deserves it. Yes, thank you. He's very quiet for being unprofessional.
If
I'm not denying that he was unprofessional, but I'm very happy that she
did. You saw it, but you've seen it.
You
see the slap? I think the slap is epic. Very, like, legendary slap. I'm like, yo... I think did it displace?
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see it.
I think it displaced the woman from her seat.
Oh my God! That's abuse.
That's why some people were like, "No, he shouldn't have." Do that burn, yeah, right? I'm like, what? I don't know what happened to the guy after that. I don't know what happened to the guy after that. I don't know if he still has his job because it's apparently a very.
That's true. Yeah.
Apparently, he's a popular reporter, so I don't know what happened, but that thing was so wild. I'm like, I have to talk about this and ask others what they think.
Yeah, so what did.
That's wild, though. I mean, he's a reporter. You can't go around slapping people.
Slapping. That's what people were saying, that you're a reporter. But if it was you that you guys, what would you do? Do you think like you actually, if it's to be you, no, if you were the reporter. Don't be a Sarah, I beg. If you were the reporter, what would you do?
If I was the reporter?
Yeah. Would you also slap the lady?
Yeah, I probably won't slap up, but
yeah.
I will turn.
Yeah.
So you will not slap only because you will not fight, you cannot fight. If you now went to the gym and got muscle, you
I slap
you anyhow
like that. Yes. In fact, I will slap her and insult her. What about the girl's head? If I think about the girl's head, I'm going to lose control.
Apparently, that I don't know what they're gonna do in that place that the medical system is even trash. Sorry, but like it's trash. So right. I don't know how they're going to fix. Cause it was so bad. Apparently, like I think Hilda mentioned something in the video, and she was like, "Oh, look at the head." I don't know if she was exaggerating, but she was look at the head. It's looking like it's almost decaying. Like, bro, burns the girl's head. I don't know if she was trying to burn like the whole of the girl, you know? And it was just only the head they could get to before they found the girl. So I'm like. If she's a witch, yo, fine. If you don't want to believe in like or going to church for deliverance, do traditional.
Like, don't this to her. That gives her even more reason to destroy your life.
Yeah, well, I would add the witch to destroy.
What if the girl's spirit was actually what possessed the man to give down my first dirty slap? Let's start with that first. Let me slap you first. Yeah, okay, let me go to the...
These are part of the little problems, Sha, with what is wrong in Nigeria.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Burning somebody because you think, bro, this is not the 1640s. We don't burn people anymore.
Pure lynching.
Right. And the reporter is giving somebody a two-handed slap.
Oh my Yeah.
If you watch the video without any of the context, that knowing what's going to happen, you'd be so shocked.
Yes. Yeah, like if you watch it with no sound, you'd be like, ah, somebody's interviewing somebody. Okay, yeah. Okay, they're discussing. But you know, pow.
What does she do after, though?
What does she want to do? What does she want to do? You did cut off there. Yeah, when the camera crew like scattered around when the thing happened, that's where they cut the video. Like, but I don't know if she would do. I don't think she did anything. I mean, at that point, she's guilty. So what does she want to do? I like this. Yeah, it's okay.
If we're being real, they need to do something to both of them.
Well, his company can
find him.
Yeah, his company can find him. His company can query him.
That's fine. Because she got the slap, and then
you guys think that guy should still keep his job?
They can suspend him, I guess. Yes. I don't know.
That's madness.
I think the guy.
That guy should not have his job.
I think it would be a different thing if, like, if this is an isolated like case, then I think he should still have his job. But if this is like a thing that he does regularly, just slapping people,
we should get him to interview criminals because there's always gonna be a slap.
That's dangerous.
Funny enough, I think this guy is actually popular, especially with his job. So he's actually like one of all these like, oh, a respected reporter. So for him to have done that, like, this guy's was very angry at her. Was very mad.
That's one time.
So
if Tucker Carlson comes and gives somebody one double handed slap for doing something, you guys think he should still keep his job?
For doing what?
It doesn't matter what he did, what he or she did. You're a reporter. You're not meant to be slapping people right now.
But yes, that's why I said they should find him and suspend him.
So he should not lose his job.
Yo, I don't think so, honestly.
No, if it was a one-time thing, no. If it was a very good one-time thing to society, he doesn't need to lose his job. If this is recurring, if he does it again, then fine, we can fire him.
So do you think it's that reporter's duty to be slapping people?
No!
The way Sochiki is repeating this thing.
Based on what they have, he's not a judge. He's not somebody that should be dishing out verdicts. He's just somebody that should be reporting the story. You think it's
no.
To be
slapping
people?
What we are saying is that, like, we can understand why he did it. Like,
right.
That doesn't matter. I can understand why somebody kills somebody.
Maybe the slap did a reset to our thinking.
Okay. So you've said something that I like now. Helping society. Does that action help society? In your honest opinion, do you think that action helps society?
It makes me feel
in a tiny way.
It's like he took the rage of everyone, like how they would have felt, and just delivered it physically. I don't know.
He should be fired and suspended, and maybe get like a salary cut or something. But I don't think he's fired.
If that was his first time, I don't know. But
if this was an isolated case, like Naomi said, I don't think he should be fired.
I agree, so you disagree, I guess.
That's fine. If somebody tries to, they're gonna get a slap.
If he's me that's employing him, I know he's not working for me again.
Yo,
that's
like,
there was a news
I saw, like, when Sochi mentioned something like that's one, those are one of the things that like needs to stop in Nigeria. I just heard, I read it where the news station was they were interviewing I think they're a couple, like boyfriend and girlfriend, something like that, and they said that they were trying the storyline is so funny. I'm like, what kind of news, like, what do you call it, news topic are these that you just see going on in this country? Like, we have more things, like important things to discuss about, like, or you have in your news. Well, apparently they're stealing goats to make a fortune. Like, they're making like, oh, we're going to be like to be financially how they even want it? Like, as if they're like wealthy, but it's from stealing goats. And then they try, two of them tried to steal some goats, and then the people caught them. But apparently, some people got to them before the neighborhood wanted to like burn them alive. So I burned them alive for stealing goats. But even the reason for them stealing goats seems like their head is not complete.
There was one I heard actually that this guy stole a goat so he could sell it and give his girlfriend money to buy makeup or something. But they caught
him. You need to know who you are dating. See, he chose to date her, now he does what he's gotta do.
I mean, so you know what? I respect the hustle.
Yeah, goat.
It's actually, in a way, it's kind of romantic. It's kind of romantic that he would actually like do that, you know, to make sure like his baby's looking good, you know. Like,
that's so cute.
Oh my god.
She's gonna break up with him.
I love it.
He's gonna end up in jail.
Goes
for makeup. I mean, I see. You want to date outside of your league? Now you have to steal.
It's not the point. Man, stuff like this as well. Okay, so this is like, let me see. You're walking in a forest and you found a black suitcase. Inside black it. Suitcase? Inside?
No. Did you say, and I see a black suitcase?
Yes, and you found a black suitcase in the forest. Inside it holds $1 million. And a piece of paper stained in blood with a single word, don't. Would you take the suitcase or home or leave it?
It says don't?
Yeah, the paper that's stained in blood says don't.
Don't leave this money here.
Don't leave this money here. This is okay. Yo.
For real.
Would you take the suitcase home or leave it?
The forest at night in the first place. That's the real question.
Realistically, I probably wouldn't be in the forest. And if I was and I saw a black suitcase, I'll just leave it.
It didn't say the time. It didn't say the time. So it could be daytime. And you just like maybe found yourself in the forest or you went for camping, you know, and in the woods and you found.
Suitcase. I don't think I would.
See, we're black people.
I've seen like crime documentaries where like right. Like dead bodies inside suitcases, so I'm like,
let me see the dead body now. Let me explore. But when I see the notes with the blood, no, that's when I'm.
Don't. I want to do that for someone as a prank.
Okay. Okay, look.
That's a bit extreme, don't you think?
Look at another. Look at.
It's for YouTube views. They don't need eyes extreme. When you have slapped someone there, think that me doing this is extreme.
Look at another, like, bizarre thinking, imagination stuff. They said, if an orange is orange, why isn't a lime called a green or a lemon called a yellow?
What?
I don't know. These people, yo, I don't know what's good.
Is it a lime called a yellow?
No, a lime called a green and a lemon called a yellow. If an orange is called an orange.
Lime's green. Oh yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Would you call it watermelon then?
Look at this one. Why isn't chocolate considered a vegetable since chocolate comes from cocoa beans and all beans are a vegetable? Why would you call chocolate a vegetable? I don't understand. Is it only cocoa that they're using to make chocolate?
Yeah, I don't know how to make chocolate, so I don't know what's going on in the process of the
Oh my god, look at this one. Why do people say you can't have your cake and eat it too, like, you know, the kind of, do you know that figurative like speech, you can't eat your cake and have it, blah blah blah. They're like, why would someone get cake if they can't eat it? What kind of stupid.
I've only heard if you can't be if you really...
No, like I think it's like, you
You can't lay your bed.
Yeah, or the way you lay your bed is how, I don't know. Sha. I forgot. But yeah, there's something like you can't eat your cake and have it or something like that. That means like you can't have.
You can't
be like, oh, I want this, and then you still have to pick one. It's like, I want this and I also want this kind of thing. That's what it means. But I think it's you can't eat your cake and have it, something like that. But anyway, that's weird. So let me go to the other question that I have, or topic kind of thing. For celebrities, you guys will say what you think. They chose the life to be in the spotlight. Some did, some didn't. It just came to them. Do you think it's okay for them to be very, very much concerned about like their privacy? Do you think like the media is being unfair to them in like perhaps giving like taking pictures, just following every single thing in their lives? Or you just feel like, oh, you know, they signed up for it, by now they should just know that it's going to happen. The media is always going to be there and they should just deal with it. They should deal with it, or they actually unfairly treated to a certain extent by the media. What do you guys think? Because one day if you blow and you want privacy, they not give you privacy. What would you do?
So that's very strange, because for me personally, I think that kind of culture around celebrities is very disgusting. Like like the whole culture around worshipping celebrities, I guess, or things like that. I see it as a negative thing. So to say that you signed up to be a celebrity, so you should have to do with this negative thing. It's like saying, it's like, what can I use to compare? I don't know. It's like, I don't know. It's just wrong, you know, because it's personally, it's like, why can't we give celebrities privacy in their life? Why do we have to elevate them to such a high level? Granted that they have money, so they have influence and whatever, but like, it's still, which is actually even a bad thing in its own, in my opinion. So it just seems very extreme and very ridiculous for you to assume or to think that if you happen to be a celebrity, you don't deserve any privacy in your life, when that idea of not deserving privacy in your life is already toxic and bad. It should be, the case should be, let's try and fix how much privacy we give celebrities, and let's make it less toxic. The celebrity culture, rather than, oh, you signed up for this, you signed up to be a celebrity, this is the life you're gonna live now, because it's not a positive, it's a negative. So I don't know why they'll be glorifying a negative, you know.
So you're saying like they also should like, wait, are you trying to say like they should also be part of fixing it, or the people that,
if you say it's not, you know, if the celebrity complains about privacy and you say, shut up, you signed for this, you're stupid. Because signing up for something doesn't mean you should not try and fix the negative things around something. It's like coming to America and saying, oh, this person was racist to me.
You signed up for coming to America.
it's racist in America and it's a negative. So you're saying, oh, you came to America, you have to live with it. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Okay, let me sorry, you want to say something before I play devil's advocate here?
So no, I agree, you know, what he said, that it's negative. I think we shouldn't say like, oh, you signed up for it, but I think celebrities should also be aware that this is something that comes with it either way. Mm-hmm. But I don't think we should it's just very stupid to be like, well, it's something bad that happens with you, so we'll just go with it and you just have to deal with it. It's insensitive. It's not very kind to do that. But I think it's not like, well, some people don't choose to become celebrities, but things that you do can make you a celebrity. Mm-hmm, I think it's also important to know that, well, if I want my singing career to blow, people are gonna know me,
yeah,
and that's gonna that's gonna, you know, all the bad things are gonna happen. I think it's important for people who want to make it to understand that this is something that can happen. But I think it's all of us, our job to try and change that kind of culture. Not like to advocate for more respect for them. Because these paparazzis, like, they borderline abuse them sometimes. Mm-hmm. And the stuff that people say about them, these blog, I hate bloggers, but that's besides the point. It's for us to not, if we continue justifying that, then it's never going to change. Mm-hmm. And that's why some of these celebrities commit suicide every day, because, like, people are constantly in their face, talking trash about them, saying stuff, and, like, invading their privacy every time. So I think it's definitely wrong to be like, oh, you signed up for it, so just deal with it. But for celebrities, people who want to make it, it's something to consider.
That it's you expect it somehow.
Get to a place where society thinks it's okay, it's let's just not make it toxic for you, which is gonna take a minute. That's just
For me, I feel like one issue that I have with you know, majority of us in general, most especially, like, I don't know if fans have this problem more compared to the non-fans of, you know, like, each celebrity. Let's say every celebrity, oh, you have your fans, and you have people that don't really care about you, you know, or people that are just, like, pure haters. Mine is, like, entitlement. Like, there's some topics, maybe that, for example, there's some issues that they shouldn't really, you know, it's not like, what does this celebrity have to do with this, you know? It's like entitlement that, okay, is that just like as if, oh, because, for example, let's say actors, you know, oh, we watch a movie, blah, 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 we add to, you know, if the GDP or whatever, and then you ask your bank account what you gain, and that. So that means I'm entitled to being like, okay, do this or do that, or we demand this from you, demand that from you. So I'm just like, that particular one, I personally do not feel comfortable with that level of thinking. Excessive entitlement.
Is that what you're saying?
Is that you saying
demand things from the celebrity?
Yeah, like the thing isn't like, oh, let's say, oh, help me or what kind of. I'm like kind of saying things that are actually doesn't even make sense, that it's not even something the celeb can do, or you know that they have limitations as human beings. Yes, maybe they can
or should do.
It's like, oh, do, you know, and then you know that it's not even something you know they can't accomplish this, but you're just feeling way too entitled. Like, bro, is this a transfer of what you want, frustration, you can't get it, or
that one just confuses me. If it's not their responsibility, they shouldn't have to do it. If
responsibility.
They can't do it.
It's not their responsibility type of things, I'm saying.
So who are you to be people entitled on the internet?
So do you guys think that...
Repeat that question, Sochi.
So do you think that celebrities should have more responsibility responsibility than people who, like, regular Jews like me and you? Like, in society?
But
I kind of think yes, just for the fact that celebrities have lots of influence. So, like, if I say, oh, say no to racism, it's not the same as someone, like, insanely popular saying say no to racism. Like, I know, like, racism is, like, that's not the right topic to use, the same, like, response. I won't get the same reach to different people. Like, so I'll say yes, because a lot of the things that they say and they do influence people to do those things as well. So I feel like they kind of have a responsibility to, like, I don't know,
use their platform.
Yeah.
I feel like they're in another level.
It's their responsibility.
To
say
anything.
I think it's nice for them to do it. But
I think that's what I'm trying to say. Like, you don't have to do it, but, like,
yeah,
it's nice to do it.
Okay, so let's take away, because in a way it's kind of sounding like as if, let's say, if it's something that you have to do as a citizen, it's now almost sounding like as if they are in another planet, special kind of, no, like, in terms of, like, responsibility. I get what you're saying, Naomi. They don't have to. This is what I say with entitlement. If you don't tell me what to do, kind of thing. but doesn't mean that I should not do it because I'm obliged to do it.
Right.
So you should fight for your country, fight for your, say no to racism, BLM, blah. You know you're supposed to do it as a normal, you're a black person. You know this thing is not good, racism. Without you being a celebrity, because others are saying it, they will. All, you still have to say it in a way.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you have to say it every single time. But in a way, like Naomi is saying, their platform will create more influence. So I just feel like they have more influence with their platform. Because they're a higher level citizen in a way than the normal people before you go into the government. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're high class.
But people, I also feel like celebrities have access to places that regular people like us, like we don't. So if a celebrity doesn't come on the internet and say something like this, you don't know if they're not going to the governor's mansion or sending a letter directly to
working
them.
Behind
you know
the
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's just easy for us to sit here and say, oh, well, you didn't say nothing. You're not doing anything. Because if somebody says, I mean, I don't say anything, I know anything, they're probably right because I don't have that much power. But if it's a celebrity, I feel like sometimes celebrities have, they have doors that we don't... We don't know where they're going. So if I come on the internet and say, oh, you didn't say anything, you were a terrible person, you have a platform, you didn't use it. Some of them have organizations.
I disagree with that.
Okay.
Well, you're not done. Continue, continue.
No, I'm done. I'm done. Go on.
The only part I disagree is that if a celebrity does something, you're going to know. So, like, all these people that say you're not talking about this,
that's
you're not doing this. That's because the person is not talking about that. No, I guarantee you, if a celebrity does something, you would know. Not because the celebrity
every move,
egotistical or whatever, just because the media is always on their asses. So
no,
not every
you're going
move.
To know if they do something.
I don't think they
that's
every
not
move.
True.
I don't think every
why,
move.
You, why are you saying that? Because you don't see that celebrities do something?
No, it's just I'm saying that, say, for example, a celebrity is a donor, a silent donor in an organization. How would you know that they made
not
a
like silent
for
donor.
That?
In this era of capitalism, there's nothing like silent donor.
Right, you're just saying this because you assume you would know everything about celebrities.
No,
but that's
I'm telling you, it's no. I'm telling you,
I
if
don't
celebrity
agree with
does something, you're, if you look, you're going to find it.
I don't agree
that
with
they've
agree
done
with
that.
Okay, I mean you don't have to agree, but
right.
I just feel like if a celebrity is doing something, you're like if you a few minutes of Google search will let you know. Even a few seconds of Google search will let you know that.
Like I'm like even private meetings.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry, dear. No, I was trying to say like even like the most private or private meetings that probably has to do with like something that will maybe you know they're giving their voice. So, but like maybe if they don't want you to know, you won't know. But they've made that move. I'm just trying to say in terms of like you say, there's nothing they do that you wouldn't know about. Yeah, I'm just trying to ask even private meetings.
If
really
it's something
would
know? Significant, you are 100% going to know. Because even the person or people or organization that the celebrity is doing that significant thing for, the person will want to let, the organization will want to let people know so that they can be well known, so that the celebrity can be well known, and so that they can have goodwill, and so that they can have more people donate to their whatever they're doing.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, when you said it earlier, I thought you... Because the way that it came off to me is like you made it sound like they would make it public.
No, I said no. I said because the media is going to let you know, not the celebrity themselves.
Well, I guess if you go outside of Twitter and go on Google and like on their website, you find it. But for most people that limit their trolling to social media, then.
Okay.
I mean, I think you even find it on social media, but whatever.
Let's go back to the topic now.
That's not the important part.
Let's go back to the topic now because I said I wanted to. Say something when Sochi was like yes, so when we say okay, because for me I think that like Sarah said, with where everything is now, if you're becoming very popular, famous and everything, people are knowing you, it's not like you should, it's a good thing or if every single thing about your life is open there, but it's something that like maybe you can't be 100% prepared because you're a human being, but you have a level of prepared, like deep preparedness, I don't want to speak the wrong thing, that okay, you know that this is something that I should expect to a certain level. It might not be as high as, you know, the highest level celeb, like when Beyonce, which in fact very funny that that woman is so private, you can't really know much anyway. But you know, your own level is not too, but you should just expect that we know one or two news. So people that are saying, you said that the privacy, we shouldn't really pay attention to that, you know, it's not really good, negative, yeah. But what if someone comes to tell you that, okay, you know that deep within, some of the things that you hear about these famous people, some are your mentors, you look up to, you know, there's just something about them that maybe attracts you, or you don't even really like this one, or you don't even care about them, but the news is giving you a form of entertainment, you know, something to keep everybody's minds and mouths a little bit busy and stuff like that. But again, most of them comes from, oh, what restaurant did this celeb go to? Oh, they know this, you know, type of stuff. Because some of them, like, for example, let's say Kim now, for example, Kim Kardashian, or, you know, Beyonce or Rihanna, whoever they go to a restaurant, or Drake goes to, you know, they don't want it to be known. But that place they went to now, all their fans know about that place. They will start patronizing that business because what? Drake entered there. You know, but they didn't want, I don't want you to follow me, paparazzis and everything. This is just me, you know. But in a way, it's giving, some people see some of those things as, you know, form of entertainment. Some celebrities will bring their life matters out, you know, make it public. When things go south, some might complain that, oh, it's going out of proportion, so might not really care, but everything still rotates around our privacy, media putting too many, and media will always, you always have those type of medias that will give, or media platforms or whatever that will give maybe fake news or try to spice it, exaggerate, da, 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 and then you start having, so all those things now, would you now still say that, it's completely total, like, it's negative, it's giving negative vibe, because of people, like, if not everybody, kind of getting a form of entertainment from one or two stories that has to do with, you know, a celeb. So that's just something I wanted to, somebody just give you that, if you, what you said now, somebody can't tell you something like this. So what I get to say,
I don't even like entertainment based off of people's private life.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. First of all, if that's your entertainment, then you have a problem. You need to find another source of it. If a celebrity's private life, what restaurant they went to, how much they spent, what shoe they are wearing,
that one is just over. That was overboard talking.
If that's what your entertainment is, then that's a problem.
Everyone's overboard talking. So if they decide to put it out there by themselves, then that's their own, that's on them. That's your business.
If they decide, then go on.
Go and do what you want to do.
If you decide, then you know that people of that, if you decide that people are interested in that thing and you want to share that with them, by all means, go ahead. That doesn't mean that people can't be toxic with it. People can definitely be 100% toxic. But that's a more direct approach as to what you've signed up for.
Right. Because you said it, because you put it out there.
Like, you want to share, I went to this sushi restaurant. You want to share that with people. Okay, by all means. I don't know. It's at the same time, I don't know why people are interested in that anyway. Except maybe they're endorsing the restaurant.
Except, yeah. That's right.
Because I go to McDonald's doesn't mean I'll tell you, oh, McDonald's is nice, go to McDonald's. Just because I'm going to McDonald's, it's not every time that I'm going somewhere that I have that, it's endorsements, you know. And people shouldn't take it that way either. So it's like, if you then directly approach that, then, you know, you're going to get that. You're going to get people that are going to be interested in it because that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other thing you said?
Go on.
Oh, you mean like the other? Which other one did I say?
I wanted to talk about. Never mind.
Yeah, Tara, what do you want to say?
I was going to say, like, in that sense, I understand why it's like you signed up for it. Like, people who put their relationships out there, and then somebody cheats on them, somebody breaks
this
up.
This is one thing I wanted to mention.
I don't think it's licensed to troll them. I don't think that's licensed to insult them, to be toxic. But I also think that if you're always putting your partner out there, if you come and say, "Oh, we broke up," on the internet, you open it for conversation, then you probably shouldn't be complaining if people respond to you, because if you didn't want them to say something, then you didn't have to come there and tell them. I also don't think that's not a reason to insult these celebrities, because these trolls are evil, purely evil, so evil. But I also think if you put it out there yourself, I don't know how you expect people not to react back.
Sometimes I feel like this reaction is actually what's making this is a very weird thinking. It's a very, very, like, I'll use what Sochi said in our last episode, very radical, radical thinking. Like, what if it's actually these comments, this, you know, trolls, negativity, blah, blah, because there's no how they will not see the negativity in all the midst of the positivity from their fans, but, like, negativity that makes it now look very much unfair. That, oh, all about, like you said, like, this relationship stuff, what about the one that scares me the most is marriage scandals. Like, these bloggers, they be coming out and your story is out there. People be like, oh wow, oh hey, so wow, or what of domestic abuse? You never knew that celebrity was suffering, and then bloggers kind of found a way to pay here, pay there, got the information, is out there. You all know, fans know. In fact, let me bring that topic. If the female celebs, because it happens more with the female, let's say you marry a husband that, you know, especially African man, you know, I'm not famous, you're popular. You're very famous, people look up to you, but you are beating your wife alone because your ego is not letting you be comfortable with her lifestyle or where she has gotten to. And then she doesn't want to say it out because of certain vows, respect, blah, blah, blah. Or I don't even want anybody to know. Also, I'm putting an image out there. I don't want my fans to see me like, oh, I'm weak, or I don't want them to not look up to me the way, like, be afraid of, like, oh, the celeb that I'm looking up to, you know, something like that. Different kind of thinking that will make them not want to put that information out there. But then it leaks out. Now everybody knows. That's a private life. Some people might be like, some fans might be like, okay, this is not, you know, it's not right, da 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 da, all the stuff. But they never wanted it out, though. That kind of situation, what would you now say? If that kind of topic.
So who? To the celebrity?
I'm so confused.
No, yeah, like what would you think about that kind of, like, exposure of their private life? You see their private life either way, but the media leaked it out. So was it, is it unfair? Or is okay?
Yeah, I already told you what I think about bloggers. I was
just saying
again.
If you are releasing something about people without their consent, then I don't like it. That's my whole thing around this whole celebrity drama, whatever. Mm-hmm. If you are paying people to get information about a celebrity, then it's first of all, you're not meant to know, because you're meant to know the celebrity to come and tell you, hey, this happened. So it's just, I don't like it.
What if they pay these bloggers to publish something about themselves? Did those of you can be like that?
Well, then fine. That's their PR.
That's a
true though. True though. Oh no. Let's not go there. Let's not go there.
If they did it, then that's good PR. Then they will kind of approach.
That's good PR.
Okay, let's pause, take a moment, and laugh a little. Who saw the video where, I mean, everybody would have seen it, where Emmanuel Macron was slapped by one of the citizens? That thing's not funny, but it's not funny, but it was just uncalled for. Unexpected. No, you've not seen it.
I'm not laughing at the president.
Is that the guy?
He thought that the guy wanted to say something.
Yes! He just lured the man and just gave him.
But that guy has to be killed.
I think they said they arrested him, but I don't know how long for.
Slapping the president.
Wow. Such courage.
They said they can't disappear. Cannot find him.
I don't want to play devil's advocate now. It's okay for that reporter to go and, granted, she called her niece a witch, but it's okay for that reporter to slap the living hell out of that previous lady.
Yes. Yes. We are not going to change the answer. But it's very much okay.
What's the specific reason for that guy slapping the president?
I've This society is bass boss now. Blow me, I blow you.
That's wow. It's a war on the streets. Nobody's smiling.
Slapped him. Anyway, what do I know?
It's mad, man. Slap the president.
Then I don't know his policies. Maybe he's useless. I don't know.
In America, if you threaten to kill the president, you can go to jail.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, let me bring you back to very, very interesting another video that I saw. You guys know Seun Kuti, the son of Fela Kuti. I saw a very interesting video a few days ago. You saw that video? I don't know I don't know what was happening, but that video, I was just thinking about it different ways. I was like, I don't even know what to say, no comments. He said there are only four people that have been kind of like fully, like this one's like legit, you know, nominated for the Grammys, and you know, like you said, they're eligible. Like, this is legit, like eligibility. It's not attachments, it's not by being featured. His dad is one, himself. Burna Boy, that's in Nigeria, Burna Boy and King Sunny Ade. Those are the four Nigerians that I know that have been nominated. The video said this is not about attachment, this is not future, this is not a future somebody's song, like your own work. And then again, people took it as a shade
to who?
To Wizkid.
I'm not gonna lie to you, I have no idea who Seun Kuti is.
Me neither.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you know who Femi Kuti is? Do you know Femi Kuti?
I have no idea who Seun Kuti is.
But Seun is always advocating now. There's no how you've not come across this video. That one, I need to research it because wait. Actually, it was his. Did I say his dad in the first this thing? Please, I have to. Wrong, you guys. It's his brother, not his dad. Yeah, the video.
Okay.
Femi Kuti, him, Burna, and King Sunny Ade. So for his own case, I don't even know what they would have nominated. I genuinely do not know what they would have nominated him for. I'll check it. He's always advocate. Check it out. Check it out. His name on IG is, I think, Big Bird Kuti. Check it out. You've probably seen him in one. There was one, like, very popular video that he talked about, you know, Nigerians and, you know, maybe living and, you know, the state of the country. Kind of, it was, the guy throws wisdom sometimes, but like that particular video, like everybody was so much like, oh, this is a shade to Whiskey. Like, I said, Whiskey did not. Whiskey. I just trying to say Whiskey did not win. And
everybody
the way he
everybody feels attacked.
No, the way he even said the service, he said this is not by featuring somebody's song. It's like your own work.
Because they risked right writing, girl.
No.
I mean, he's listed as one of the writers.
Yeah, I think he's like he co-owns the song, doesn't he? As he rests. You are this your township, rest. Our beehives.
It's
Blue Ivy and my mom. This kid is that's I think he co-owns the song as Blue Ivy and Beyonce, I think. Because
and then it's his song.
Yeah. Because Grammys.
Is it shady? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, I was like, is it shady? But if you don't even really know, like if some of you don't really know Seun Kuti is, I don't know how you would see. Oh, but on a normal, do you even think it's a shade? I don't know.
Because I feel like for someone who has not won their own Grammy, so much authority, like saying that, like
it's not me, so I don't talk this for you. I just say this for
you. But I mean, I don't necessarily disagree with what he said because I don't know.
Whiskey did win, though. I don't know about giving him a plaque, but Grammys counted as like one. You know, there's some people that are featured on songs. The owner of the song won it, but you're part of that project. But him, he had the like one.
Yeah,
wins there, Grammy. I don't know about giving him a plaque like Burna got. We've not seen anything yet. I know Wizkid, he might not even post. He probably got something, we don't even know, but he not post it. Why? Because maybe it's not right. really completely his own work or album. You know, Wizkid, I don't know, it's very private.
But still, just because it's not your song doesn't mean you didn't make the song better. Like Savage, for example. That original without Beyonce, there's no way it was going to win anything.
But was it only Megan that got it?
Well, both of them. But that's what I'm saying. Like, just because you didn't write the, like, it's not, it doesn't mean that you didn't bring the song out there.
Yeah.
So that doesn't mean you don't deserve it.
Well, yeah, the whole gist of it all, people were wilding. FC was like, oh my God, it's a shit to a lot. Whiskey. Yo, but anyway.
Whiskey has his own drama, so.
We thank them. Oh, actually, his 10-year anniversary celebration documentaries.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was done by YouTube. Yeah, documentary.
Yeah,
it was done by.
Documentary that is out.
It's out today. Celebrating 10 years, yeah, on YouTube, yeah.
I think it's YouTube. Somebody, people were trolling him that, can't you see, can't you read the room?
He talked
crap about someone else who did it during the Taurus movement. So
that's true, yeah.
Reciprocate, my bro.
They're probably still arguing about it. Like, maybe a few people are still dragging on the comment section about it now.
Oh, yeah. And they'll
still go and watch it. Anyway, okay. Let me ask this last one.
YouTube, is that what you said?
Yes, they just released it out today. I started it, but they did it in, see, like, let's say Basket Mouth said something, some other people, like, we have Banky W said something, but the way they separated everything, it's like, you speaking now, they gave me one minute, they uploaded my 1 minute speech, they uploaded your own 1 minute speech, Sarah's 1 minute speech, and then his own, it's just like scattered. So I don't know if they're going to combine it together, which is better, because I don't know why they separated everything. But it's just, I'm like, which kind of stress is this one? So I'll open 1 minute, end it. and the way they arranged it, you know, it has to flow. This is the next second person that they interviewed. You don't have to be following it in line until you get to. That's what I'm saying. People that witnessed it, some of them, it's their 1 minute, you're watching 1 minute, they end it, go to the next one, 1 minute. I don't know why they didn't combine the whole thing. Yes, I don't know why. I've not finished watching it. See, you have 24/7 Wi-Fi for crying out loud. What are you saying? Anyway, okay, now this is the last one. I saw this question somewhere. I was like, let me ask and see what you guys think. Do you think we're obligated to help each other?
100%.
100%. Yes. Is that what I help you in this life?
Yes.
I'm wilding, but
an obligation is something.
Is your mic?
Is it too loud?
Is
thinking like those pastors that scream with mouth.
I think you're not obligated to help, but if you don't help, you're wilding, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, not everybody can help.
Mm-hmm.
You can't help people.
It's more of like being ethical. It's not like if you don't help somebody, it's not illegal. You don't need to go to jail.
But
yeah. Well, yeah, exactly.
If you don't, like, people are
going to
be like,
you will call for me, or he might come for me, but let me ask this question. Sarah, let me ask you. What do you think Nelson would have said in response to this question?
Who would have what?
What do you think Nelson would have responded to this question?
He said no. Why would I be helping you? Nah, Nelson is a good guy. He would just be like, I don't owe you anything, but I can help you.
And that's right, honestly. Nobody owes each other anything.
Yes, unless I did something for you.
That's actually the source of this question.
Despite take that so extremely. Like,
right.
You don't owe anybody anything in the sense that you came into this road by yourself. You didn't come inside with somebody else.
I came with you alone. I'll die.
But you and you.
What did you say? What did you say?
No, like some people say, like I came alone. I'll die alone. Like
oh, okay. I mean,
you come, but then you're living in the world with other people as well.
Yeah,
your actions are going to have an effect on what other people do and how other people live their lives and how other mm-hmm. people have experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't say, oh, I don't owe you anything. Nigga, we're on the same planet together.
I think it kind of has to do with, like, also your upbringing, like, how you're raised. Like, if, you know, you saw your parents helping other people, like, if generally your family, like, they just help people without, like, actually needing to.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a thing that will rub off on you. But if you don't see that, like, I don't have to help, like, I didn't learn this from anywhere, so.
But, you know, I also believe that we have, like, I feel like God gives us a moral law for things that are acceptable and things that are not. Like, and it doesn't say, like, if you don't have to help anybody, but if every time someone helps somebody, we all know that that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so I feel like even if it's not your duty to help everybody, some of us, I think, in certain ways, generally, we don't owe anything to other people. But, like, things like the environment, for example, I feel like at this point, we owe it to ourselves and other people too, because we're all living in this place together. So even if you think you don't owe anybody anything, people's actions affect you and your actions affect other people. So eventually you're going to have to do things to, you know, help other people. I'm saying what I'm thinking. I don't hear what you said.
And P.S. You guys, please, when they say help, please, good help, because I kind of help that. Your help is not morally correct.
That one is not help now.
Is that helpful? I'm helping you to put yourself into the ocean. Let me assist you to jump. please let me assist you to please. There are different kind of helps, but anyway, yeah, that was technically
slapping somebody that burned somebody's head.
Yes. That's it. Instead of making him lose his job and giving him a prison sentence.
Who's doing the job?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Never mind.
Oh, are you guys on
that slapping?
You're a menace to society.
That's just wild. Do you think, like, she should be in a mental institution for correction, or she's wicked? Because that is wild.
I believe that every Nigerian should need to go to a mental facility.
That is very, very a factual statement.
Gets evaluated.
At this point, people are even like, seeing Omo, they should start paying Nigerians for being Nigerians. Guy, like, everybody needs to be pampered. It's too much.
She has prison mental prison. Problem actually.
Let's address that first.
Should have burnt the whole child.
No,
you are so radical.
You should relax. We can take her there and then she went to counseling.
Yeah, like, you know, you can be in prison but also, like, can also be receiving.
Yeah, and then she goes to church.
No, that's that. Let's evaluate her first to see if she has mental issues.
You know who you sound like? You know, let me tell you who you sound like. You know, these people that used to go around and keep black people and say that they are mentally ill. And people say, don't send them to a mental institution.
So what would you do in that situation?
Right, you want to send them to St. Indiana, a mental facility?
And they will kill other people?
Wait a minute. What manner of, by what metric have you made that comparison?
But she said
it's
no.
It's related.
They just happen to say that every white person has mental illness when they kill somebody. For everybody, check if they have mental illness.
Okay, we'll check it in the jail cell.
Yeah.
Just be there and check it. Be there.
When they take her to prison,
oh my god.
Or therapy, whatever.
Oh my gosh.
But the prison will still be on their record.
That's fine.
Okay. That's if we even have good prison.
Prison itself is another thing I don't want to talk about. But then you want to send them to the prison.
Listen, that is prison reform conversation. That is different.
How is that different when you want them to go to prison?
Where would they go?
So then we need to talk about prison reform. You are mentioning
Okay, no problem. We fix the prison and we take them there.
How can we fix the prison? Therapy.
I think
that's not the conversation of this podcast.
We are diverting. We're diverting. We're diverting.
Yeah, so they should take her to prison.
The treatment will be a little bit different from a mental institution, but it's still prison either way.
There's a severe problem underlying that you can't just ignore.
Right.
I mean, maybe even
especially for her reason.
First, but she has to go to prison. I'm not a judge.
We don't know all the all the clauses that they have to tick before knowing if she should go here or go there. Especially with that reason of like, I thought she's a witch. I believe she's a witch. Little girl. What signs did the girl show you that she's a witch?
Just keep quiet.
Well, we have them African mentality too, you know, like there's some that are still lingering, you know, that needs to break off.
If you think that somebody is a witch, why on earth would you try to physically challenge
them? Yes, would they kill you? Would they destroy you?
I'm a witch like that. I'll just break your hands and you'll shoot your child.
You're done.
You are done for. You are hurting the witch. You are done for. You are gone. She's gonna hurt you more.
Maybe she thought by doing that it would just like
dissolve everything.
Her power or something.
But it will lose her power.
Mad. Physically burning her. It will melt everything. Man, it's been real, guys. This was actually very, very fun conversation. Except you guys have something else that you've trending, you want to share, you want to gist. I don't know. Except you have any other trendy topic you want to share. Maybe we've not heard about it. Or you want to say something about it. Yeah.
Did you guys see Kim Kardashian's new car?
Oh, yeah.
No.
It's ugly, but I mean, it's not like
her. See, I'm telling you. Rich people are crazy.
Auntie Maud will stand that thing.
Rich people have mental problems.
You'll be rich one day.
stigma against mental problems. You have mental problems. So, what's the use of that?
People said it's for promotion.
Promoting her brand. She's promoting
schemes.
Schemes is the cover.
But what's the idea? What's the ideology behind the whole car? The whole car, not even inside, all of it, outside too. How about mud? How about dust?
Is it you guys' money?
That's why I said, like, I don't like it, but it's not my car.
It's not my car, Sha.
I know if I have, you're not saying, but I don't have that money, so I'm not saying.
You will have it. See?
We have better problems.
Ask.
Have you guys seen those cars that like have eyelashes on them?
Yeah.
None of you know.
I thought they put them by themselves.
What do you guys
think about it? Wait, is it that it came with the car or it's a decor? I think it's the decor. It comes with the car.
They add it.
You'll be surprised if Balenciaga can make Crocs into heels. I won't be surprised if they start making cars that have eyelashes.
I'm
tired of that company.
Eyelash on your car. That's what you like. By all means, do it. It's probably like $5 or something.
Yeah.
I can't wait for you to get a car so I can
flash my car out.
Sarah, for the ladies, I'm pretty sure they're the ones that probably be using the eyelashes card, you know, yeah, decor more. The guys use beards.
Come on, the lights.
From the lights around the plate number down,
Thank you for the idea. Where's Archie buys the scarf?
I have so many problems with that.
Nice.
I mean, if you want your guy to have beard, like beard gag, why not the right too?
And it can be a couple thing, like, girl,
yeah, eyelashes and beards.
Why can't I have eyelashes and she have beard?
It's fine. Yeah, anybody can do anything.
You want to be arguing? That's fine. We'll give you eyelash and beard.
Remember when Harry Styles wore a dress?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And then people were wild.
And Miss Owens did not play with. She said, "Bring back real men."
That lady. Oh.
What about dress?
Oh, la la
she
la.
She said, "Bring back real men." I said, "Girl, was this necessary?" That woman is. Let me not get there before the Trumpies come and attack me.
Do you know that they said the guy was happy with what Buhari did?
He was
actually trouble happy with what Buhari did, banning Twitter.
Trump is better. He could have banned Twitter from the US.
not Buhari.
I didn't even know we had the capacity to even do that.
I did not.
I knew they could do that, but the reason for why they did it is so dumb.
It's a tantrum.
Because we deleted your tweet. Trump is so mad because they deleted so many of them. I'm banned.
Censorship.
Censorship.
Sachi, please, this is not the political podcast.
You guys.
Of course, I'm not going to that.
We can have our own in the next few days.
Yes. This is why it's not for
people. If we have one, they'll sack us from the church.
Does that mean that the church is Trump?
Yeah, no, say that one. No. We don't know that. We don't know that. Oh, by the way, has everyone listened to J. Cole's new album?
Yes.
You, for you, it's very evident. I see.
Huh?
No, what did you say?
I said I've listened to some
song. Okay.
No, I'm not listening to any song.
I need to ask what you guys think about it because it's a dope album.
Beyonce, that's all I'm asking.
It's a dope album.
That's all we're asking.
Guys, this man, let me not dig my grave. So, I will also ask you to give me money, but I don't see that in the podcast.
What's this guy talking about? You know something I saw today? I saw that women. Actually, I'm the only man here. Never mind.
Say what you want to say. Your body started.
So we're on TikTok, and they're like, women want the independence that comes with being a modern woman, but they don't want to let go of the traditional norms that make men traditional men.
In what sense? That's like giving. That's like providing.
Interesting.
Yeah, especially with this whole culture of robbing men these days. A lot of these women want the men to provide everything, but
it's sure very confusing.
But I felt cool for anybody, Sha.
I'm
just saying, in case someone got any ideas.
It's not what I was insinuating, but
there was a topic, you know, you guys know Backchat London. There was a topic that I think it's this season. Yeah, but like if he's like 30k, 40k kind of thing, anyway, whatever he receives monthly, he's kind of obliged to give her allowance, monthly allowance of like, is it 490 something, I'll be £450, I don't even know. And like they're not asking the ladies,
£450
monthly allowance. Yeah,
out of 13,000.
So they asked the ladies there.
That's 1.5% or something.
They're like, do you? Would you?
Nope.
Some guys. The guys were like, no.
I said that.
Lord.
Is she working as well? Or is she just?
I can't remember. I don't know. I think she was also working. Like even the ladies that were answering, they were like, yeah, even if we're working too, yes. He's obliged. I'm like, wait, though. If you break up, what will not happen?
Give me everything
back.
That's just your boyfriend.
Yes.
I mean, I don't think he owes you anything, but he doesn't have to give you anything.
That's what
this. These things only happen on social media.
Like monthly, it's not as if he cannot take care of you once in a while, you know. But monthly allowance.
I mean, yeah, once in a while.
Boyfriend. What's a wabu?
If it's like an occasion or something, yeah, he buy you a nice gift, do things. But like, he's really not
yeah.
to, like, giving you that much money.
I was like, what? That was
a boyfriend.
Very, yeah, I mean,
that's very, very deep to even.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Anyway.
Because I watched, well, you know, you have to know what kind of woman you're dating to. Because when I watched Book Therapy, the girl, the Deborah lady, she wants her man to give her stuff. Like, she wants him to.
Yeah.
So you need to know which kind of woman you're going to date. If that's the kind of person and you're not that kind of man, then just dip. If you agree to dig that, then be consistent to the end.
Doing the work.
Unless you're
talking.
That's wild.
Interesting. Very wild.
I see you were. Promoting toxic behavior.
No, you need to know what kind of woman you're with. You are blessed that.
Honestly, you don't see somebody who, like, has these very high standards, and you know you can't.
Well, especially what if she can actually afford? She wants Gucci. She wants Kate Spade. She wants those Balenciaga, whatever. She can afford. If she can afford some of them.
Yeah, it's different if when you started dating her, she didn't want those things.
Mm.
Now,
wow. Yeah, and transformed. Like, but you met her that way.
I got it from Walmart.
Is that something somebody should work on, though? Like, do you think it's something that they need to work on as far as character development goes? Character development as if these are TV show.
So that's like excessive
yes,
wanting, spending, like you don't need it, you're just wanting on it. Even if you have the money to spend on all those things, they should work on it.
I feel like you should work on it if you yourself you don't have the money to get yourself.
I mean, obviously.
If I like
to die before your time,
buy myself this and that, like if I'm dating someone, I would like for that person
to do the same. Those kind of level of gifts.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's how it is.
You need to know which kind of guy you're dating to.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You go and date him and you ask him for Gucci.
Interesting.
Yes, sir. What else should
I have said? Because I asked you, no one wanted to listen to me, that love and affection cost money.
They had that question too. Don't date if you are broke.
Who was the person that said that? I can't remember. Say don't date if you're broke. It might have been me, actually.
A lot of people.
Because love and affection cost money.
Money.
Well, you date the person that doesn't need.
Words.
That doesn't care.
Is that you, Naomi? Okay, broke boy.
That's not me. But maybe there's somebody out there. There might be somebody out there that, like, doesn't care for.
Why are you speaking for them?
You'll be doing.
Sorry.
No act of service. Just keep on dating. No, wow. Just his only words and the rest.
No, but as you grow up, you have to have. I don't know. What do I know?
You have to have money. That's what I want to see.
To be in a relationship, yes.
Honestly, money makes it nice.
But this thing now, do you think is actually affecting the confidence in people's relationship? The when nowadays you hear ladies be like, oh, people will say, or maybe they complain, they've gotten to the age of marriage, like I can't find any guy out there, all this guy self, or the guys will be like, all this lady self, because ladies' eyes are in money, the guys are trying to work and get that money, hustling, they're not paying attention to the ladies, so everybody just, you're on your own, single, and you're still looking for a relationship. So in a way that, do you see how, in a way, this our money mindset is kind of affecting even people building relationships now, because guys are afraid, ladies are like, man, your pocket is not reaching.
I'm not yet a millionaire, but I'm with him.
That is, those are rare cases.
I'm talking about I'm not yet a millionaire, but this is not our private diary.
You people are the one that are washing your dirty pants outside. Nobody sent you.
This is quite a hypocrisy that I'm seeing here.
What are you saying?
No, nothing. But you want to be a millionaire, you have to pick one.
That's not the question. My point is, if you want to be with, I don't know, if you want someone that's rich, and the people in your neighborhood, in your area are not rich, go to another place where there's rich people that you can marry there.
But the reality of
everything is about money in this life. That's the
problem. It's true, everything is.
And that's not the problem. Who is behind that? And that's not the problem.
I think
I'm not saying the problem or not. I'm just saying that.
So wait, you guys. Do you think this mindset, this money mindset, demands and everything? Do you think it's just like a social media online thing, and offline we have a lot of people that don't really care and can go into the relationship? Because it's actually the reality of this generation, and even like our generation right now, it's the reality. In this money thing, like such, you said, money is needed, you understand, to balance the love and affection kind of thing. So,
is needed for it to work.
For it to work, I'll be watching whichever way. But anyway, there's no money, you run out of the relationship. There's you don't even give it a chance. Less relationship because of no money. You said?
I don't know. I said, what are you gonna eat? What's gonna take you on vacation? Love? No, you have to.
Yeah.
It's necessary these days. It's not our fault. It's just there.
So the poor people that cannot afford vacation don't deserve love.
They cannot
have love like people that have money. So the more money you have, the more love you have.
Yeah.
No, in fact, that is quite the opposite. No, that's not what I'm saying.
So then why have you been mentioning money our whole lives in this place?
I'm talking about myself.
So your own love is vacation?
No!
So that's vacation.
No, tell me, Naomi.
You're not listening to my mistake. It depends on what you want. If you want to go on vacation with your boo.
What if you don't want to go on vacation?
That's fine.
Two of you are okay with that.
Vacation because it's your own personal, it's your own personal idea of how to express love.
Huh?
So you cannot love a poor person because purpose cannot provide vacation for you. That's what you're saying.
That's not what I'm saying. I would much rather not love a poor person, but if I'm loving someone that's poor, my God.
My dear, you're going back to the same thing.
You see?
It's a circle. You're rotating back.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
You compromise.
Just have something going on for yourself. Like, I take me out with it.
Not vacation. Not traveling far. But travel.
But I'm saying end goal. We talked about marriage. The end goal, I want to be going on vacation. I want to be cruising with you. How long am I going to settle for staying in the house, in the same neighborhood? They say marriage is for life. I want to visit places. So.
Yeah, this is very eye-opening, by the way. It's very, very interesting to
hear. Okay, guys.
Honestly, I think that it's a standard, honestly. Well, maybe not for everyone.
But I don't know I don't know if that standard has been a little bit increased. What I'm seeing, that's why I'm like, do you guys think it's more of like an online thing, and when you go to the outside real world offline, it's a little bit different, and the standard is still normal, have money, but like not whoa, be online, like.
I will still have this standard.
But I think it's been made even more intense from online stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say, like intensified, yeah.
Social media is a fugazi. It's a facade. Everything you see on it,
I mean, yeah,
doesn't happen
yeah.
in real life.
Yeah. Take picture
in
business
yeah.
camp,
yeah.
economy.
Oh, Sarah, you did not bring that story.
You
have
Photoshop yourself in Santorini.
Ah, welcome to Santorini.
That's what they do.
Mm. Yeah, it's true, it's true. It's actually true.
People don't even pay for their trips. They just. Mm. Anyway, what do I know?
You
yeah, I used to pay for my own trips. So.
We know. But that is changing with this relationship. It was somebody that was sponsoring you here.
It is well. Well, it's been real, guys. Well, I hope the listeners enjoyed the entire gist conversation, all the trend topics we brought, opinions. But thank you guys for being on this episode. It's actually been very fun. A lot of laughing moments. I hope you guys were able to kind of like hear what we said because I think we're laughing a lot.
Yeah,
we're laughing a lot, but anyways, it's been fun.
That's fine. Nobody cares what we say anyway.
My point's not
some okay. people are your point. You don't know who your point
you're
will help.
About what you see. Of course, you can. That's my point.
Go on, your pastor, Mike.
I'm sorry.
But it's actually good because it's kind of like amplifying his voice. It's very audible. But sometimes it just muffles. Anyway, thank you guys for showing up, for coming, for joining me on this another gang episode. We're gonna do this some other time, you guys. So stay tuned. We're going to be back once in a blue moon we used to show up and converge. So before then, we'll gather more trend topics, things that have happened, gists we'd like to talk about, have opinions, bizarre and radical thoughts. Questions that are very deep, like never happens, but we just think about it.
Please, no radicality.
No, we can.
Because I'm not ready for that conversation. So.
You're always ready.
I cannot come and kill myself.
Anyway, yeah, but it's been well. So, you guys, thank you for listening. You already know the drill, you know the routine. Share, subscribe, like, follow, whatever. Turn on notification. Thank you for listening. Thank you guys for showing up. Have a wonderful weekend. I'm still here, Hulu. I'm still here.
So,
thank you.
What was it?
Bye.